Of course, earlier this week, we had our season preview interview with head coach Tim Duggan of the Hastings girls hockey team as they prepare for their season to start on Monday, November 1st. That also means for Raider Nation, it's time to register your high school student athletes. Registration is now open at the HastingsAthletics.org website, and registering earlier rather than later is the best option. We know the shock of winter sports being here is in the air, but the time to act is now. Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen has more.
It's incredible, but you're right. You know, we have a few fall sports that have already wrapped. We have a handful of courses that are still going and will be going, you know, into late October, early November, but the season literally is starting to change, and so registration is open for all of our winter sports. And as many folks know, fall season and the winter season are different in this regard. Everybody in the fall starts on the same day. In the winter, there's multiple different rolling starts. You know, girls hockey starts on November 1st. Gymnastics starts on November 8th. We got a handful of sports on the 15th and the 22nd of November. And then boys swim and dive doesn't even start until November 29th. So it's a different sport every week. But the fact is, November's coming quick. You know, as we record this, it's mid-October. And we really encourage everybody to go to HastingsAthletics.org. Click on the registration tab right at the top. And it's got all the details you need about the dates, the sports, participation fees, and everything is right there for you.
Since we have over 2 weeks for girls hockey and even a little bit more time for the other winter sports, the time is now to get everything together preseason-wise. Whether it's filling out forms, paying fees, or getting that physical taken care of, do it now before the first week of the season. We don't want any Raider student athletes missing those first important couple days of tryouts. Hansen on what to gather up right now.
Yeah, well said. I mean, you just don't want to procrastinate, right? This is just a life skill. You want these kids to be able to be timely. And when that first day comes, you want them focused on playing the game, which is what they love to do. You want them focused on paperwork. As important as the paperwork is, you don't want that to be where the energy is. Do that in advance. So the first thing is to make sure that you have an updated physical that will not expire during the season. If it expires during the season, the online portal will not even allow you to register. So families can always check their physical expiration date. If they don't have a copy of their physical at home, you can look at your parent campus portal profile and double check each kid and make sure that it's good to go. If it's not, get that appointment made ASAP, right? And on that same website that I talked about on the registration tab, you can find a copy of the Minnesota State High School League sports qualifying physical form. It must be a sports qualifying physical, right? It's different than a regular well child visit. So you got to have that on file. You don't have to physically walk it into us. You can scan and email that over. You know, a clinic can, believe it or not, there's some fax machines that still work in 2021. People can fax it over. But other than that, the online registration process is 100% online. So if they haven't registered for a sport before this year, or maybe they're new to the high school, it's the Affinity Solutions as a separate software partner of ours. There's instructions on the website. There's a link that you follow. Very straightforward, but knock all that stuff down and you'll get like an electronic receipt that confirms that you're registered, that you're good to go. And the other thing I would suggest to people is that at that point, if you have any questions about equipment that you need for sure, or okay, where does my kid actually go on the first day? You know, do they report to a classroom, to the gym, to the locker room, to the arena? We have a full staff directory on that HastingsAthletics.org webpage. You can email or call the head coach. You can also look at the sport specific page. You know, if you go to winter sports, you can find the sport that you're interested in. Coaches are increasingly adding content to know where to find things and how to be prepared.
For more on registration or anything on any of the Hastings Raiders sports teams, you can always go to HastingsAthletics.org. And don't forget, we'll have live football here on KDWA Thursday night and Friday. Thursday, we'll be at Bloomington Jefferson on the radio, 7 p.m. with the kick, and Prescott football at Osceola Friday.